When Shelby Lynn won the Best New Artist Grammy Award in 2000, she had already been making music professionally for a dozen years. Now, nearly a dozen years after that, she's released Revelation Road on her own label, writing, producing, and playing everything on the collection. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Thought they had it on me, but the truth lay upon me, like the Mississippi River runs deep around the coast. I don't know what happened, I was acting on my passion, wearing latest fashion, I wandered in the cold.
If the title of her new album is a tad portentous, Shelby Lynn is determined to make precisely detailed mood music, not a succession of revelatory moments throughout Revelation Road. And that's ultimately what gives the album its strength. It's underpinned with sturdy melodies, the occasional bright image, and above all else, her exceptional voice, which cuts across every song with a sharp, slicing motion.
You went and did it, big time. You let your heart get in the way, what a crime. You are so innocent, can't tell a lie. But you know, even angels fall down sometimes.
Shelby Lynn has such an exceptional voice, it's carried her over a career of uneven albums. She began that career firmly in country music territory, recording a duet with George Jones that led to Jones's producer, Billy Sherrill, producing her debut album in 1989. Since that time, however, Lynn has proven to be restless, rebellious, and, it seems to an outsider, unsure of or frustrated by her musical identity. Fast forward to today, which finds Lynn making albums on her own label, called Everso Records. On the latest, she's written, produced, and played everything on Revelation Road, and the music is expansive enough to include a torchy pop ballad such as Lead Me Love.
I'll be courageous this time, won't turn to stone. I'll give a deeper love than you have known. I'll trust my heart to pound when love is the only sound. Lead me, love.
The early part of Lynn's career was defined by a real-life tragedy. When she was 17, Lynn's father murdered her mother and killed himself. Thus, she and her younger sister, the singer Alison Moorer, were left orphaned. After a while, Lynn grew understandably tired of answering interviewers' questions about this event. But on the new album, she's written a startling, direct song about it, composed from the point of view of her father as he loads his gun. It's called Heaven's Only Days Down the Road.
There will come a day when they gather and stand around, revel in the glory of my body in the ground. There will be disciples in a shroud that covers me. I won't be afraid, 'cause my soul has been set free. So miles from the Mobile River, Lord, I can't have her, so I gotta kill her. Heaven's only days down the road, a liquor store down on the county line. Don't want all the land but what's next to mine. Heaven's only days down the road. I've been insane since I was nine. Never was the crime but the fighting kind. Oh yeah. Load up the gun, full of regret. I ain't even pulled the trigger yet, oh yeah.
As she says in the title of another song here, Shelby Lynn has never needed a reason to cry. The achievement of Revelation Road is that this attitude rarely curdles into self-pity or even repetition. Sure, some of the songs here are thin, both in the quality of their metaphors and their arrangements. There are times when you wish she could have used a band behind her to give the song some volume in every sense. But for the most part, Revelation Road reminded me once again why I'll continue to listen to everything Shelby Lynn puts out. Her voice is an extraordinary instrument, deployed with great shrewdness and delicacy.
Ken Tucker is editor-at-large at Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Shelby Lynn's new album, Revelation Road.
Coming out of the rain, it's morning again. I understand, hope you need me when you're well. What the hell, I won't leave you.
You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. And you can join us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our interviews and reviews are produced and edited by Amy Sallet, Phyllis Myers, Sam Brigger, Lauren Krenzel, John Myers, John Sheehan, Heidi Simon, and Teresa Madden. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.